From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. House leaders are expected to unveil their long-awaited health overhaul bill on Thursday. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
A last-minute glitch could still delay things, but what's one more day when the bill's already almost 3 months overdue? The measure represents the combined efforts of three House committees, each of which completed work on their versions prior to Congress's summer break. Since then, leaders have mostly struggled to figure out how to devise a bill that can win the 218 votes needed to pass with only Democrats, since Republicans have basically been united in opposition. It appears at this point the bill will include a government-run insurance plan as one option some people could choose, the so-called public option. But it probably won't be the more Medicare-like option liberals prefer, but rather a plan where the government will negotiate payment rates with providers that's more palatable to the party's moderates. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.
The FBI has charged 11 suspects with various crimes following raids Wednesday on a fundamentalist Islamic group in the Detroit metropolitan area. Jerome Bond of member station WDET has more.
The FBI executed search warrants at two homes in Detroit and at a warehouse in the nearby suburb of Dearborn. They were acting on criminal complaints unsealed against Luqman Amin Abdullah and several other members of a group calling itself Ummah, meaning the Brotherhood. The FBI says most of the group's members are African-American converts to Islam. Abdullah was asked to surrender during the raid in Dearborn. The FBI says he fired on agents and was killed in the following gunfight. Abdullah and 10 others have been charged with several felonies, including conspiracy to commit federal crimes, mail fraud, possession of body armor by a person convicted of a violent felony, and providing firearms to a convicted felon. The FBI continues to look for three other suspects. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
In what has become an annual ritual, the UN General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to condemn the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Only Israel and Palau voted with the U.S. against the resolution, which passed 187-3. During the debate, Cuba's foreign minister compared the embargo to an act of genocide, and U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice fired back.
I suppose old habits die hard. The hostile language we've just heard from the foreign minister of Cuba seems straight out of the Cold War era, and it's not conducive to constructive progress.
She said the Obama administration is trying to write a new chapter in this old story, taking steps to reach out to Cuba. She and State Department spokesman Ian Kelly also pointed out that the UN resolution ignores the fact that the U.S. gives Cuba humanitarian aid. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points. This is NPR News. A federal judge has refused to issue a temporary restraining order sought by two national groups that are trying to overturn Maine's same-sex marriage law. Keith Shortall of Maine Public Broadcasting has the story.
The National Organization for Marriage, which has funded more than half of the repeal effort's war chest, had sought a restraining order against state elections officials on the grounds that Maine's laws governing financial disclosure in ballot initiatives are overly burdensome and unconstitutional. Federal Judge D. Brock Hornby denied the motion, ruling that while parts of the law come close to violating free speech protections, the groups were unlikely to prevail in their legal challenge. The Maine Ethics Commission has launched an investigation into the New Jersey-based National Organization for Marriage, as well as a group called American Principles in Action. Maine voters decide next Tuesday whether to overturn a same-sex marriage law approved by the state legislature earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Keith Shortall in Portland, Maine.
A federal jury has convicted Birmingham Mayor Larry Langford of taking bribes from an investment banker, awarded a multi-million dollar city bond deal. Langford was automatically removed from office. He was elected in 2007 by a landslide. The defense claimed the payments were loans from a personal friend, but the investment banker, William Blunt, and a lobbyist pleaded guilty and cooperated with prosecutors. The Philadelphia Phillies are a step closer to winning the World Series after beating the New York Yankees in Game 1 of the series. The final score was 6-1. Again in stocks, the Dow fell 119 points. The Nasdaq lost 56. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.